at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase in 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just does everything perfectly according to your Holy Spirit in dealing with her children. Or any children that you've placed under her care. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous things can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, because he's the one that's going to protect you, okay, from the trials that you're going to encounter. You just don't know what's going to come your way. And then talking about when you do that and how you're going to be persecuted, and that you can understand persecution if you understand Bible prophecy a bit better, because it just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. But I want to take a moment talking in the previous podcast about brainwashing children. Something that I have come across as a homeschooler that I do want to warn anybody who's taking care of a child, anybody who's seeing your child, I do want to warn you about, is that something that's becoming really popular and common is using teaching young children different religions, which is really strange to me. Just in case there's any body who thinks that this is a good thing, I want to just talk about this for a moment. It's in curriculums where it's, I guess, because they're trying to be religiously tolerant. I have no idea, but really the spirit behind it is to lead children astray. They are exposing children at a very young age to all these pagan religions and pagan like creation stories, pagan traditions, okay? And it's, you know, okay, well, we're going to teach people about, you know, Chinese mysticism and African this and, you know, Norwegian this and just all these different belief systems. But you're talking about a very young child who has no discernment and no real footing. If you do have a child that is Christian, okay, they're still learning the Christian faith. They're still being brought up. They're still very young. They're still very fragile, okay. And they're more than likely not going to be very strong in terms of discernment and knowing that that's demonic, which it is, okay? Obviously, anything that's not of Christ and of the Holy Spirit, anything that's outside of that is they're devils, okay? They're lesser gods, okay? And they're going to have trouble with that, even if you're teaching them that, but they're being exposed to it in a way where this is considered something good, okay? Or something interesting, that can still mess with their footing spiritually. And you need to be very protective with your children with things like this. When someone's older and they've got a strong biblical footing, you know what I mean, then they can learn about these things and practice discernment, and they'll know what they're actually looking at. But a younger child can't do that. They're not at that point yet. And it really is an attack upon children to teach them these things. It's in the name of tolerance and in the name of, you know, just something else. But it's really wicked. It's an evil thing to teach a child these different religions when they don't know the difference yet. And they can't practice discernment because it can confuse them. Okay. It's not a good thing. And so you need to be very guarded with your children if, you know, they're encountering anything like this, because I have seen it in a lot of curriculums as being sort of the standard at a very young age, which is really surprising. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a humble heart to read her KJV Bible from cover to cover, and she's done, read it again, and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, oh.